Under current law, individual cities negotiate franchise agreements to collect revenue and protect their interests. In exchange, cable companies are given the go-ahead to run their lines on public property and sell their product. But Green Bay Republican Representative Phil Montgomery says those laws were written when times were much different. Competitors were few and demand was scarce, and the idea of a phone company offering TV over internet lines wasn't on anyone's radar.
I believe they were written specifically for a paradigm that worked for a number of years, which was the limited monopoly. Now that the technology has changed, it's a whole different ball field.
Montgomery is sponsoring a plan being pushed by AT&T that would scrap the practice of letting cities negotiate cable franchise deals. The AT&T bill would have the state take over those duties and would open the door to companies that offer video over the internet. But it would also kill a number of consumer protections in the process. Professor Barry Orton teaches telecommunications at the University of Wisconsin-Madison.
I've never seen in my years in Wisconsin, in video or in any other area, the legislature take an industry and regulate it by essentially unregulating it.
For example, Orton says current law lets consumers demand refunds if their cable service is interrupted. This bill would strip that protection. But AT&T Wisconsin President Scott VanderSanden argues that his company's customer service would have to be top-notch. If it wasn't, the competitive environment this bill creates would drive it from the marketplace.
I'm asking you, frankly, to help me get an opportunity to provide a service that benefits consumers in the state of Wisconsin. However, the direct link is to economic development in Wisconsin, because with that comes additional investments on the part of my company, and they're significant.
Significant because right now this type of service is in its infancy. AT&T has to install more lines and boxes to make it work. Representatives from local governments spoke out against the plan yesterday. Paul Williams sits on the Janesville City Council. He says that if the state takes over franchise negotiations, his city won't get as good a deal. Williams says it will cost Janesville money that it will have to make up somehow.
We either have to look at cutting services or raising taxes. I mean, that's the only thing that we can do.
What might be on the chopping block for some communities is public access programming. Mary Shanahan Spanik directs the West Dallas Community Media Center. She says that city's franchise agreement helps her station produce programs that teach people and connect them to their community.
And all of a sudden, this has no value? I can't believe it. I absolutely cannot believe that you don't place more value in the public's voice, the public's participation in community, in democracy, in all these things that are so important to this country.
Neither Representative Montgomery nor Democratic Senate sponsor Jeff Plaley gave any indication yesterday when the committees they chair plan to vote on this bill. Some changes may be needed if it's to win Governor Jim Doyle's support. His administration testified yesterday that it favors increased competition in video, but that this plan provides little, if any, consumer protections. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.